Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
You are now back. Welcome to the 80s. Awesome 80s August.
Let's go!
On Triple M.
And the month of August is our awesome 80s month here on Triple M.
All thanks to the Palm and Pawn Hotel, now serving $10 lunches daily.
And today we're looking at 1988. And 1988 was the year that Australia celebrated its bicentenary.
In no time in the 200 years of European settlement has there been such a willingness on the part of so many Australians to acknowledge errors and wrongs, especially in respect of the original inhabitants of this continent, who were dispossessed of their lands and whose culture of 40,000 years was so nearly destroyed.
In March of 1988, Nick Greiner became New South Wales Premier.
World Expo 88 opened in Brisbane and the Queen opened our new Parliament House in Canberra.
There can surely be no more appropriate day for the opening of this magnificent new home for the Commonwealth Parliament.
On television in 1988, we were watching the first episodes of Home and Away, and A Current Affair also debuts with host Yana Vent. At the cinemas, we're watching Die Hard, Rain Man, Beetlejuice, Naked Gun, A Fish Called Wanda and Twins.
In 1988, Australian sailor Kay Cotty became the first woman to perform a single-handed, non-stop and unassisted circumnavigation of the world.
From the calms of the equator to the ferocity of Cape's Horn and the southern Tasmanian coast, to the roaring 40s, Cotty's skills and courage have truly been put to a test.
The Olympic Games were held in Seoul, Australia winning 3 gold medals, Duncan Armstrong in swimming, Debbie Flintoff-King in athletics, and the women's hockey team.
The Australian of the Year in 1988 was John Farnham.
We are right to instill national pride in our children, but please, let's make our national pride encompass humanity. Thank you very much indeed.
Back on this day in 1988, not only was he our Australian of the Year, but he also held the number one record in the country with this song, Age of Reason.
From the day that we were born, we've been heading down a track. Sometimes it's made for good, sometimes for bad. But if we look behind us, there's a way coming down. Carrying us forward to a new way.
The awesome 80s August here on Triple M, thanks to the Palm and Pawn. Your number one song here in Australia back on this day in 1988 from John Farnham, The Age of Reason. Farnham, of course, as we mentioned there, was the Australian of the Year back in 1988.
Yeah.
Interesting story about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about days.
Days.
Before they were going to hand the award over to him,
yeah,
it was discovered that he actually wasn't an Australian citizen.
What?
Yeah, he was still a POM.
Still a POM. So he was still a POM, so, and they were about to make him Australian.
They were about to make him Australian of the Year, and they've rushed through. They had to rush through his papers, his citizenship papers, so they could actually give him the gong as Australian of the Year. Anyway, 1988, remembering 1988 this morning.
Otzi and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.